Question number one, can you tell me about the person that's been kind to you in your life?
My grandmother.
Okay. Question number two, can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Houston Astrodome, last chance time I had a chance to race there. I got a nice place racing motocross, and that's actually nice for the entire U.S. So pretty important.
Yeah. Okay. Number four. Oh wait, actually, number three. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
When my mother passed away, I remember she said goodnight, kiss, and she went to sleep. Wake back up. She was just 40, so it's way too early.
Okay. Number four, can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life, and what lessons did that person teach you?
My grandfather, J.W. Antweiler.
Okay.
He taught me the importance of God above all else. It didn't matter if you worked 14 hours. You still make time in the morning before work and after work to remember God and study Bible, and taught me about hard work and how important it is, that you are able to take care of yourself, your family, what you have to do. It requires hard work. And I guess that's the two most important things he taught me. Oh, and about honesty, always. You should always be honest. Lies just cause problems for you. It just gets worse and worse. My grandfather was just always seemed to have so much wisdom about a lot of different things, but everybody knew him, respected him. So.
Number five, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I guess my wife and kids.
Okay. What are number six? What are some of the most important lessons you learned in life?
Love of God, the church, family. If friends can be close as family, they should be able to rely on you and rely on them to help. Hard work, how important it is that doesn't matter where you're from, you can, it may not be easy, but you can work hard, one job, two jobs, whatever it takes to make things better for you and your family, instead of, you know, relying on somebody else to give you something, because most time nobody's going to give you anything, so better off to rely on yourself. And that's important things.
Okay, number seven, what's your favorite memory of me?
When you got your first bass in a lake, you caught them all on your own. It took a while, but you got kept practicing or casting, whatever you want to say, till eventually you you know, you followed directions and it worked out and you continued to catch fish. So it's a good day.
Huh. Okay. Number 8, what are you proudest of in your life?
I guess my marriage is 20 years now. Seems like marriages don't last like they used to. People give up and like it'll be better next time, and I disagree with that. It's not always easy, but getting close to spending almost half my life.
Number 9, can you remember a time in your life when you felt most alone?
When my mother passed away.
Okay, number 10, how has your life been different than what you'd imagine?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, before I became an adult, I really thought motocross would be my life, but my parents got divorced, and that was the end of that. And I saw a lot of guys that I was better than that went on to make a living at motocross, and they were not as fast as me. So that's kind of hurtful to a point, but. The other thing is being in Kansas. I never thought I would be here instead of Missouri.
Okay. Number 11, how would you like to be remembered?
God fearing. Hard worker. Helpful.
Okay. Number 12, do you have any regrets?
Just that my mother passed away. Okay. She never got to meet my wife, my kids.
Okay. Number 13, do you have any, what are your hopes for me and for future children, next generations?
Well, we've talked about that I hope that you have a good long life and that you have the best, you have the best life that you can have, that you challenge as well as me and mom challenging you to do more for yourself, that you challenge yourself to be the best thing that you can be, so that he has a better quality of life.
Okay. Number 14. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there something you want to say to me?
I love you, and just try to be the best that Aiden can be. Do your best in every day. Challenge yourself. So you'll have a good life.
Okay. For number 15, for future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass down to them? And what would you want them to know?
I always trusting God and believing God, honor Him in everything. Work hard in your daily life, if whatever job you have, work hard at that, and work just as hard at your home life as you do at work. Challenge yourself to do more. Always be honest. If possible, you see people who need help, try to help them. Firstly, you got to help yourself, but if you're in a position where you can help someone that needs help and is trying to help themselves, then you can try to help them as well.
Okay. Number 16, is there anything that you've never told me but anything you never told me but want to tell me now? Are there things about me that you've always wanted to know but never asked?
No.
Okay. Number 18, I'm turning the tables. That you mean to me, if something goes wrong, you will be the first one to protect us and your family. And our family. And you will help us strive in life. Okay, now number 19. This is a question I asked you. What is your favorite piece of history you've ever read about or heard about?
The most amazing thing to me is, and I love history, so I love the studying history all the time. But my favorite, without a doubt, is many of the stories relayed in the Bible, especially the resurrection of Jesus Christ after death and rising after 3 days.
Yeah. If you only have one wish, what would it be?
A long and happy life for everybody in my family.
Okay.
Not just my own household, but like my uncles and cousins.